You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice catch by Goddard, who breaks a tackle across the five. Touchdown!
Goddard, beast. He beasted him. He catches a simple flare pattern out into the flat, Merrill. And the cornerback is there, and he just beast modes him, pushes him in the face, not once, twice, and into the end zone.
You know, that play by Dallas Goddard.
Sick.
And credit to Hurts, by the way, for recognizing what was going on and flipping it out to Goddard. That was well done. And I thought a really tell sign of blitz by the other team. I mean, I know sometimes guys can drop out, but they had everybody at the line of scrimmage. I'm like, all right, well, fair enough.
There were seven guys at the line of scrimmage, and it was flat.
It was
so
yeah.
Normally, you would have some depth to a defense right. Where you got, you know, one, two, three, four guys on the front, and then linebackers maybe 5 yards, 6 yards behind them.
Yeah.
So they can scrape.
Here's what I thought, John.
Uncovered.
If I'm the D coordinator, I'm mad at my players for making it seem kind of obvious.
Put up signs next time.
But that's the point. The point was you show blitz. Like, if they didn't want to show blitz, they would have disguised it and gotten to it a beat later. That was a blitz look.
Yeah,
that was Jalen saying, okay, we're going to do the bubble to Dallas Goddard, and I know they're coming. And you could see it affected the throw a little bit. He knew they were coming. It wasn't a great throw, but he got it out and did the rest.
Terrific recognition by Hurts and phenomenal. That play by Goddard is tailor-made for the Bat of the Bone Award coming up in about half hour. I mean, that was, you know, that was badass.
Trying to tell us who to pick?
I'm just saying, I think he'll be one of our four selections, but we'll find out. All right, let's get to the injury report. NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. Every Monday morning, we talk to a NovaCare doctor, in this case, Dr. Dinesh Dhanaraj. He is an orthopedic surgeon with St. Mary's Orthopedics in Langhorne, specializing in joint prevention and cartilage regeneration and repair, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Dr. Dhanaraj. How are you, sir?
Good. Good morning to you all. How are you all doing
today? Fantastic. Happy to see that win by the Eagles. Not happy to see the N'Kobe situation. So we don't know what's going on. There's only two things we know for sure. One, he got hurt, and two, we left on crutches. But whether
and it
looks
like a big contraption on his leg.
Well, yeah,
too,
that whole thing.
With the crutches.
And they carted him, the whole thing. All right. So
whether
it is a tear or a sprain, we don't know. Tear, obviously, he'd be out. Let's talk about the possibility of a sprain.
Sure.
Did you notice anything on the play, on his reaction to the play? Did you notice anything that could denote that it could be a sprain? But
it could be a sprain of the ACL or the MCL.
Yep.
If it's an ACL, we know that he can't play with that. Is there a possibility this is an MCL and this is something that he could come back from next week?
What'd you notice?
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching him tackle the guy. He has his legs out in front of him, kind of. Then he spins around. He actually bends that left knee and kind of starts to try to get up. That's where it stops. But absolutely, from that play, it's hard to say. It could have gotten tweaked underneath him as he spun. It could be very well that full-blown ACL. But it could have just been a kind of a pivoting moment at the knee that caused an MCL. So when a player is playing a sport, number one, feels or hears a pop, two, and then number three, is unable to continue playing. Unfortunately, those three signs, there's like a good prognostic value that's 90% chance it's possibly an ACL.
Mm.
Now, I've seen plenty of people out there who feel or hear a pop, and it's something else. It could be a grade one MCL. As we put it, if you feel that pop and you're like, oh, something popped, but it's your MCL, you can brace that. And if it's a grade one MCL, like just a partial stretch, you can play within, 2 to 4 weeks, bracing and getting it kind of just optimized. And then you would obviously play with the brace. It's a fast timeline.
Coach, Doc. I've seen guys play with that, brace it up the next week. I've seen guys go out there the next day and practice with that. So we are talking about superhuman expectations for return to play here. Is it reasonable to expect if we hear back that this is just an MCL that he could play against whoever it is on Sunday.
Even next week, I mean, yes, there's a possibility being that, you know, these guys put their bodies on the line and they're forced to do things that are, you know, what we call super physiologic in terms of superhuman. You know, somebody mentioned also patella dislocation. Patrick Mahomes had one of those, looked pretty bad. And once it's back in, if there's no overt damage to the knee after an MRI, hypothetically you can play off that too. So those are best case scenarios. And obviously we worry about the ACL and, you know, pray for the news on the MRI.
Yeah.
Well, that's so I guess we find out when we find out what the MRI says and go from there.
Yeah,
We also saw Darius Slay leave and return, but his elbow seemed affected. He's got a compression sleeve on it. What's going on with that?
Yeah, it's hard to say. Whenever he's tackling or even falling on it, there can be a couple things. And if you tweak the ligaments, just like a knee, you can have these sprains. You know, it's not as problematic as you're not running and putting weight on your arms. And you can use a compression sleeve. The other thing is a contusion. I think, you know, Love had that a week or so ago, and where he fell on it, had trouble feeling the hand. It's almost like that funny bone feeling when you hit that ulnar nerve and that whole arm can go numb, kind of feel off. You know, get him in that locker room, get an x-ray. If it doesn't look bad and he's moving the elbow, get him back in.
Doc, let me ask you one about Brandon Graham here. So the longer the Eagles stay in it, the more I think, well, maybe he can get back out there. When we've had him on the show, he has not shot down the possibility of playing. He's not exactly...
He's a little cagey.
Yeah, he's not exactly saying it's likely, but he's left the door clearly open. How wild would it be, whether it's the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl, for Brandon Graham to play after tearing his tricep, I believe it was in, I think, late November?
Late November. I mean, 6 weeks, you know, is not unheard of. And then that is kind of getting into the playoff season. It's not unheard of. It's pretty darn quick. And it depends on the type of tear and treatment. You know, so if he's resting it, you know, usually these guys have surgery on him if it's worth keeping him out, you know, just to optimize the function. But that would be a fast recovery, 6 to 8 weeks at the fastest.
If a player was thinking of retiring, which obviously he may be, would it be more about just how you play in the game with the injury? And, like, it wouldn't matter if he gets, but, like, injured again if he's never going to play again. You just rehab it in your retirement. I mean, is that a factor here, so to speak?
Yeah, I guess it would be. I mean, leave it all out on the field one more time. I don't think it's unheard of because, you know, yes, if it re-tears again, you can repair it. And that's about, you know, the most, you know, troublesome consequence. But I would say if the Super Bowl's on the line and you could play, and give it your best shot. And that depends on if you're functionally, you know, at that level at this point. You know, you were out for 6 to 8 weeks.
I got to ask Seltzer a question. Seltzer, Brandon Graham at 50% or Bryce Hoff at 100%? Who'd you rather
have? You know how many snaps Bryce Hoff played?
I don't
know.
Take
a guess. One.
Seriously, I was joking.
He played one snap yesterday. So, yeah,
I'll go BJ.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely.
Hey, Doc, wonderful work, my man. For more information about Dr. Dinesh Dhanaraj, get yourself to trinityhealth.org. That's trinityhealth.org. Thanks, Doc.
Thank you.
Good work, my man. And let me remind everyone, like we did last week, because when we give away the tickets to an Eagles game, it's not just in the regular season. It's also in the postseason as well for an Eagles home game. We will give away a pair of tickets Friday at 8 o'clock to the Eagles versus, well, we don't know yet, either Minnesota or Los Angeles. These tickets will be given away courtesy of a contest over the next couple days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, listen at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, listen at 8 o'clock. Know the four names that are set at that time, and you can win the tickets Friday at 8 o'clock.
These tickets are kind of a big deal, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
And we don't know who the Eagles will play, but we do know it will be Sunday at 3 o'clock.
I love 3 p.m.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time. It's good stuff.